Hello, my leafies. Welcome back to Wholesome Journey, a podcast dedicated to exploring the little things that make life beautiful. I'm Keke Grobelaar, and I am so happy that you are here. My leafies, we are back yet again. I just want to encourage you, if you haven't already, please do subscribe to my channel. And as for the podcast, it is available on multiple platforms. I will link them in the description box. As usual, we will be having something warm, something cozy. So do grab yours. And let's do this. Melifi, have you ever felt torn between a gut feeling and a storm of thoughts? Well, in today's topic, we will be talking about overthinking and intuition, or rather, overthinking versus intuition. A while ago, when I decided to start my YouTube channel, I had no idea what the outcome was going to be, but I remember struggling with a lot of fear and self-doubt about whether or not it was going to be received well, whether or not sharing my thoughts and my feelings and my experiences on this platform was going to backfire. But nonetheless, I took that leap of faith, and I remember recording my very first, my introduction video. It was a very spontaneous video, and I was very nervous. I remember when I'm nervous, I tend to laugh a lot, and that's exactly what that was. But I was also laughing because I was enjoying myself, and I didn't expect that I would. And a while after that, I dug a little deeper and I shared one of the big life decisions that I had just taken. I came onto the platform and I spoke about it. But then again, I was still very scared and very nervous. But to my surprise, I found that there were many other people who felt like how I was feeling, who could relate to what I was sharing. And I found myself a little community, So what I'm trying to say here is all that overthinking that I did, it could have held me back, and it could have really just kept me in that little cocoon, because that experience of sharing and speaking about things that I was going through and how I was going through them and how they were impacting my life at the time, it really did change my life to what it is right now. I feel I am a much better person when it comes to being able to be vulnerable, to express myself, and to just be open about, experiences. I'm not silent anymore. I own my story, and I'm able to tell my story with dignity. So that experience really showed me that it's important to get over the overthinking phase. But it's not all negative, which is why intuition is there. Because yes, posting on social media about my thoughts and feelings and experiences has really helped me, but it also has the potential to destroy. Because social media is very brutal. Social media can make or break. And it's very important to go in smart and with all eyes open, and to also listen to that gut feeling. And that is what I want us to get into today. My experience of getting over that phase of overthinking, it worked out. Because yes, it boosted my confidence, I'm able to speak freely and I'm able to express myself. The lack of thinking, and analyzing, everything that we do can also lead to potential downfall. Because especially when it comes to social media, or my example of YouTube, right? Which involves being public and, you know, sharing publicly. Because at the end of the day, everybody has an opinion and they are entitled to their opinion, and people are not going to be quiet. It's not always going to be rosy. And so I have to have a thick skin, or I have to be able to know what it is I can and cannot say, and also how I should respond and when to block, when to draw the line. So that comes with thinking overly and analyzing, and also that's where intuition comes into play, because then if my gut feeling tells me, no, Keke, don't post to this, or don't respond to this person, or don't entertain this, then I will definitely listen to that gut feeling. Listening to that gut feeling can really protect and safeguard what I have worked so hard to start. You know, starting the YouTube channel was not easy, let alone the podcast, you know. But I want us to just go a bit deeper into the two. What is intuition and what is overthinking? I have some notes in front of me, and here intuition is described to be, you know, that gut feeling. It's fast, it's automatic, it's subconscious. It's also built on past experiences and subtle pattern recognition. So it's what your mind responds to, what your body responds to, based on what has happened before. And then overthinking is described as slow, analytical, conscious, involves rapid rumination, fear of mistakes, and trying to predict every outcome. So when it comes to relationships, overthinking and intuition can help you make very important decisions and very important judgments, and also just help you be cautious, and also just know what it is that you are getting into. I'll give you a scenario. You meet someone new, they're polite, charming, but something feels off. Maybe they dominate every conversation, or there's something performative in their kindness, but your gut twitches, right? However, you override it. You make up excuses. No, they're just nice. And you tell yourself not to be judgmental. Months later, the friendship unravels in a dramatic, draining fallout, right? And you remember that moment, that feeling when you knew. So this is where your intuition comes into play. It can be a platonic, you know, friendship or romantic relationship. It doesn't matter. But once you feel something offish about a situation, about a, you know, that feeling of kaninte off, usually there is. And, you know, if you make up excuses for people, it's only a matter of time until, you know, that facade falls off. It's only a matter of time until the act, you know, drops. And staying or remaining in a friendship that is toxic, or a relationship that is toxic, will hurt you the most. You will be the one that, you know, suffers the consequence of your choice to stay in that, you know, very draining relationship or friendship. And I feel like, yes, you can overthink certain things, but when it comes to relationships, it's intuition that plays the bigger role, if we are now comparing the two. Because a person can act a certain way, or rather, a person can say things that they know you want to hear, and they will try and, you know, pretend. However, their actions will always reveal who they are. It's sometimes those things that are unsaid that reveal the person. And as an individual, we all notice things when a person does them, but we choose to override it. We choose to ignore it and give the benefit of the doubt. And that's where we get hurt, end up getting hurt at the end of the day. Another scenario is maybe getting a new job. Imagine you're offered a job that pays well, has status, and everyone congratulates you. But again, your gut says you're going to be miserable. You accept the job and rationalize everything. Ah, it's smart, it's logic, it's secure. You know, you're going to get more money. But months later, you dread waking up, you're stressed, you're just creatively numb, and you're just detached, right? Our intuition doesn't always speak in words. Sometimes it's just that lump in your throat, and it's that sense of unease that you feel. And that's how you know that it's not the one. But with jobs or with work, it's more difficult, because if you need the money and you can't really get out of it, it means you're going to have to find ways to protect yourself. You're going to have to create a safe space for yourself, and only do what you are there for and not anything more, especially when the job is draining you so much. Overexerting yourself in that instance is not ideal or advisable. But yeah, it is difficult at a workspace if you are in a tight situation at work. Yeah, it's difficult. Sometimes what makes it easy is who you work with. Having a non-toxic work environment is a blessing, really. If you can wake up and go to work and, you know, spend time with well-meaning people and people who are helpful and try to make, you know, your time with them pleasurable, or rather not pleasurable, but just people who are easygoing at work, having that kind of space at work is a blessing. It's not always the case. I've often heard people complain about a toxic work environment and they just miserable. That is the saddest thing. It's the saddest thing. And yeah, if you are at a workplace where you have wonderful relationships with the people, with your colleagues, then you are truly blessed. I have made most of my adult friendships at work. You know, I've experienced that blessing of meeting people at work and truly just have a good connection and a good bond and good friendships with them. So I know what that's like. So yes, I overthink even at work, because at the end of the day, I'm there to work. In a workspace, it's good to overthink. I would say it's good to overthink, because at the end of the day, this is your paycheck that we're talking about. And it means that whatever you do, you should do it well. And feelings are not something to consider, to put into so much consideration that you end up siding with feelings over being rational and analyzing situations and thinking overly about them. So I would say in this scenario, overthinking is definitely the best option, because you want to remain professional and you want to remain professional is the word when it comes to work. So yeah, your feelings might get hurt and trampled on every now and then, but that shouldn't be the end all be all in a workspace. But like I say, workspaces can be brutal. And if you have if you work in a space that is not toxic, you hit the jackpot, okay? Keep your day job. keep your day job, and thank God that you have that job, you know? And even if it's not all rosy at work, it doesn't have to be, because at the end of the day, you knock off and you can carry on in other spaces where you can be yourself and you know, and listen to your intuition and want to feel good about everything, you know. But yeah, workspace, I would go with overthinking. I would say it's the one that is more important. Yes, listen to your gut feeling as well, because obviously you don't want to feel unsafe at work and you don't want to do anything that could jeopardize your job. So if something feels off, yes, go with that as well. But also the feeling and the rational side of the feeling should also be in alignment. Yeah, because the thing is, intuition isn't, as much as overthinking is also not always the right thing, intuition is also not always right. Sometimes we are reacting from fear and not from wisdom. So there has to be a balance at the end of the day. The two should go hand in hand, but in a balanced manner, because we need both. The truth is, we need both, and we need to be able to discern when to rely on which one. What do you guys think? I know that in relationships, it's quite difficult because it's up and down. At work, it's also quite difficult because it's also up and down. In life in general, it's never easy to know which one to rely on because life is just up and down. So which one do you rely on the most? Do you rely on your mind or your intuition, your gut feeling? And what are some of the situations that you guys, or the scenarios that you guys can come up with, can think of rather, that where you've had to rely on one or the other? And let me know how that turned out, because this life that we are living is so tricky that on the one hand, you have to, you know, face the fear and overcome it. And then on the other, that fear is what protects you. So yeah, it's up and down, guys. It's good tricky. So, but I'd really like to find out from you guys what it is that you think comes out on top, intuition or overthinking. For me, I would say there's a balance. There should be a balance between the two. If I had to choose between one or the other, I'd go with overthinking, right? It's what I do most of the time. I'd go with that because I feel like it gives you the opportunity to assess a situation for quite some time. It's not so spontaneous, right? So I have the time to assess a situation and to explore all possible outcomes, right? And then it also helps with processing whatever outcome. So I feel like I'll have more time to sit with my feelings. By the time we get to the outcome, it'll be easier to just accept it. I don't know. I'm probably overthinking right now. At the end of the day, we need both. There should be a balance between the two, because we live in such a world where you have to overthink some things, and your gut feeling is not always wrong, as much as it's not always right. Yeah, good tricky in this life. It's really, really tricky. So I think what I'm trying to say is, I hope that you guys will be able to, you know, find the balance, just as much as I'm also trying to find the balance, because at the end of the day, it's the overthinking that's going to protect you. It's your intuition that's going to protect you. As much as, you know, not overthinking is going to, you know, help you get to the other side, or overriding your negative thoughts is what's going to get you to the other side so that you can achieve your goals and also going with your gut feeling that says take the risk anyway is what's going to get you to your goal. So it really isn't easy to discern which is which, not which is which, but when to apply which. However, I feel like it is quite, I am getting anxious just thinking about it, because so much rides on the two. And at the end of the day, we just want to be safe and we want to reach our goals and we want to be happy and we want to be successful. So I really hope that you guys will be able to strike the balance and just, you know, carry on with this life as you should. Otherwise, my leafies, I'm going to end it there. I really hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, please do share and like and comment. Do engage. Let me know what you guys, or how you guys have actually been able to overcome your, you know, overthinking tendencies, and how your intuition has helped you in, you know, situations, and how to be able to know when to apply which one, you know. I feel like a lot of us, we all need that. We all need to be able to know how to maneuver between the two, you know? So yeah, I feel like your engagement will be highly appreciated regarding this topic. Yeah, that's it from me. I really hope you enjoyed this, and I will see you guys in the next one. Bye.